Blog Talk Radio.
The young lion do
and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, children, hearken unto me. That means hearken means to listen unto me. And I will teach you to fear the Lord. What man is he that desires life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking gall. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Pursue it means to follow it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. I have read to you Psalms 34, 1 through verse 1 unto verse 6, 15. Well, verse 14. I have read to you verses 1 unto 14. You should read it all for yourself. It's good reading, I tell you. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good and good to you. I ask that our Father give you understanding and wisdom and open up your ears, your eyes, your mind to the reading of his word and bless you with understanding as you read it for yourself. Now, I want to start off in the new book. Well, it's an old book. It's called Leviticus. Last week, I tried to read to you Tuesday, that is, the last few chapters of Exodus, but I had so many interruptions, and my telephone cut off. I had to turn it back on, and I had said to you, see, that I was going to go back to and read over and do it over. But I decided later that I will let you see how Satan attacks me. I keep belching for no reason. I don't understand why he keeps messing with me. Before I get into into the book of Leviticus, we have finished reading Exodus, and I finished that out last Tuesday. We have read the book of the chapters Genesis and Exodus. So we have finished those things, and we have learned quite a bit. We learned that there was a big flood, but it's not the first flood. When I got into college, I was taught about there was another flood, Gilgamesh from Mesopotamia. And I don't know why his Mesopotamia's name was changed. I'm going to say the Europeans changed that name. They're always meddling into something. He should not have changed it as far as I'm concerned. I want you sheep to do, look up the word Gilgamesh. That's spelled G-I-L-G-A-M-E-S-H. He tells a story about the flood. He told a story about the flood maybe 5 or 20 years before Genesis, the book of Genesis. So I don't know if Noah was around and had heard about the flood, but he got it somehow about it. It's in the Bible, and I want you to read about it. And I want you to learn what I have learned also, and you can ask any of your preachers where the book, the Bible, is from Genesis to Exodus, and we're going to start in Leviticus. It all talks about the, it starts with Abraham being called away from his people. And it's about the beginning of, to meet the black race. It's about Noah and his race of people called the Hebrews. And the God of the Hebrews is what we are about. And that's what we have learned. Let's have a word of prayer. Then I'll come back and tell you more. Father in heaven, thank you for looking after us and keeping us and blessing us. Because Satan wants to destroy us and take us out of here. But you have allowed me to live and see that they are fewer in numbers, and they are telling the whole world that they have, they may be getting fewer in number, but they are saying they have leadership. Well, that won't last too much longer. Father, thank you. Thank you for blessing us and looking after us and keeping the devil away from us who are your sheep. We are the lost sheep, and we're just finding it out. Thank you for opening up our minds, our ears, our eyes, so that we can learn who we are. We have been humiliated. Because we, when you deliver us from slavery by the Egyptians, it was then the Romans took over because of our disobedience. And why I say the Romans is that I've learned on the History Channel, I used to have that, plus in school, that Romans were over England for at least 100 years. And then they had to go back because they were taken over. Father, thank you for blessing me to learn that. And I am telling those who are listening everything that I remember. And I am telling it in a prayer. I ask that you would have your sheep and those who are listening to have their pens, pencil, and paper. And I will say that later on when I am introducing myself. Father, I want you to continue to bless us sheep with good health, sound mind, prosperity. Just allow us to have all the things that we need. And give us the courage to do your will, to be obedient to you, no matter what is said and done. Bless us to help others be blessed and to know who you are, my Father in heaven. Thank you. In Jesus' name, I say that prayer. Excuse me, Father, I need to ask you to protect us from all the natural disasters as well as from chemical disasters that may try to befall us, but bless us, your sheep, from those from natural disasters as well as disasters that people who are in power would try to bring over us or upon us. I ask that you take care of them before they take care of us. In Jesus' name, better known. In Yeshua's name, I say this prayer, better known as Jesus. Now, I remember my pastor used to say that we people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And because they have rejected knowledge, you will reject us. Please, my Father, whatever I try to expound on your sheep, let them learn from what I say. I hope to always tell the truth to your children. And then on 2 Timothy chapter 2 and 15, you say to show yourself, study to show yourself approved unto God. A workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And that's why I'm coming to you, Father, because I'm not ashamed anymore. I'm not scared anymore. I used to be fearful. And that's one of the things that the devil uses. I used to be fearful to do what you told me to do. But I am so thankful, Father, that you have delivered me. This is the Feed My Sheep Show Sheep. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath to you all. Of course, you know that the next day starts in the evening time. Our Sabbath day starts now from Friday evening until Saturday evening ending. It's already started. I want you sheep to read in Exodus chapter 20, verse 20. I want you to read out of verse 20, verse 8. Read it for yourself. And you know, it tells you to keep the Sabbath holy. And that's what you ought to do, but most of you don't. You go to church on the wrong day. Exodus and Genesis told you to keep the Sabbath, but you are so disobedient people. You can't do what the other people who are in power do and try to. You want to save your soul. You want to save your soul. I want you to have your pen and pencils ready. Those are your three P's, your pen, paper, and pencil, and jot down whatever it is, the scriptures that I may state. And, of course, there is new technology where those who are technically savvy can have what is called a notebook or computer or whatever else to jot down the things that they want to remember. So, with that in mind, let us turn to Leviticus chapter 1, and I will start reading there. Even though on the computer it tells you to Exodus 39, but I read Exodus 39 and 40 last week, although I had trouble reading those to you. Well, it was on Tuesday. My computer, I was having, my phone is a new phone, and somehow somebody was calling me, then it switched over to another something, and I had to try to switch it back. I didn't know exactly what I'm doing, but I am doing now. I think I know how to use this telephone better. So let us go to the book of Leviticus. That's in the Old Testament, and it's the third book written by Moses called Leviticus is spelled L-E-V-I-T-I-C-U-S. And it is a book that tells you that Moses is saying that his newly redeemed people, and they were the Hebrews, the Jews, from slavery. He has shown you how to worship them in Exodus. I try to read to you, and hopefully you see, can understand what I have read. And if not, you can go back and read it yourself, how the Lord tried to tell you how to worship him, how to serve him, and to obey him, because he's a holy God. Okay? Now, let's go to Leviticus chapter 1, verse 1, and I will read as much of it as I expect to read all of it to you. Hopefully I will. And hopefully you will understand all that I read to you. Chapter 1, verse 1. And the Lord called unto Moses and spake unto him out of the tabernacle of the congregation, saying, speak unto the children of Israel. Now there's no other nation of people this Bible is written to. And I don't care if you're white, green, Mexican, any other color, pink, purple, whatever. He's talking to the black people, the children of Israel. We are light-skinned, brown-skinned, and black-skinned people. He is not talking about white-skinned people. What made me look at white-skinned people, and he tells us in the Bible that he made us out of the dust of the ground. Now, in the book of Genesis, he tells us that he made all people, but he didn't say he made, well, he said he made all people, and he didn't make them in rule. He made them the color of the dust of the ground, and that is not white. The ground is not white. Some people were saying, I have been asking some people who are much more educated than I, where do you find white ground? Well, they're telling me, well, some of them were saying, telling me, well, the desert and all this kind of stuff, you'll find in the in white ground. I said, I didn't say sand. I said to them, the dust of the ground, and you're not telling me where I can find white ground. They will never find white ground. So that's what you learn when you learn, start reading this history, this Bible. And I say it's a history book. Verse number 2, speak unto the children of Israel, say unto them, if any of you bring an offering unto the Lord, you shall bring your offering of the cattle, even of the herd, and of the flock. If his offering is a burnt sacrifice of the herd, let him offer a male without blemish. He shall offer it of his own voluntary will at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before the Lord. And so I want you to understand that in the book of Exodus, he was telling the people how to make the curtains and how to put and what to put in the curtains, not the curtains, but in the tents. And that's where he was before David decided to build him a house, but he didn't want David to build him a house. He had his son, Solomon. We will find that out later on as we read verse 3. If his offering be a burnt sacrifice of the herd, let him offer a male without blemish. He shall offer it of his own voluntary will at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before the Lord. And he shall put his hand on the herd of the burnt offering, and it shall be accepted for him to make an atonement for him. And he shall kill the bullock before the Lord, and the priests, Aaron's sons, shall bring the blood and sprinkle the blood around about upon the altar that is by the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. He shall flay the burnt offering. Flay is to remove the skin, or, you know, take the skin off the meat. He shall flay the burnt offering and cut into his pieces. And the sons of Aaron, the priest shall put fire upon the altar and lay the wood in the altar upon the fire. And let me read verse 7 again. And the sons of Aaron, the priest, shall put the fire upon the altar and lay the wood in order upon the fire. And the priests, Aaron's sons, shall lay the parts, the head, and the fat in order on the wood fire which is upon the altar. Verse 9. But his inwards and his legs shall be washed in water, and the priest shall burn all on the altar to be a burnt sacrifice, an offering made of fire unto the Lord. Let me read verse 9 unto you again. See, but his inwards and his legs shall he wash in water, and the priest shall burn all on the altar to be burnt sacrifice, to be a burnt sacrifice, an offering made by fire, a sweet savor unto the Lord. And the savor, S-A-V-O-U-R, is like he will relish it, or he will delight in it. And that's what to the Lord it is of value. Now it's verse 10. And his offering be of the flock, namely the sheep or of the goat, for a burnt sacrifice. He shall bring it a male without blemish. He shall kill it on the side of the altar northward toward the Lord. And the priest, Aaron's sons, shall sprinkle his blood round about upon the altar, and he shall cut it into his pieces with his head and his fat, and the priest shall lay them on in order on the wood that is on the fire, which is upon the altar. But he shall wash the inward, the innards, the legs with water, and the priest shall bring it all and burn it upon the altar. It is a burnt sacrifice and the offerings made by fire for a sweet savor unto the Lord. Remember, the savor means the sweet savor is something that the Lord delights in. And the burnt sacrifice for his offering to the Lord be a fowl. Let me read verse 14 again. And if the burnt offering for verse 14 again, and if the burnt sacrifice for his offering to the Lord be a fowl, then he shall offer, then he shall bring his offering of turtle doves or a young pigeon, and the priest shall bring it unto the altar in wearing. Wearing means like twisting or wringing off the head, and burn it on the altar, and the blood thereof shall be wrung out the side of the altar, and he shall pluck away his crop with his feathers and cast it beside the altar, and beside the altar on the east part by the place of the ashes. Verse 17, and he shall clean it with the wings thereof, but shall not divide it asunder. That means separate or disconnect. Separate asunder means apart, separate, or disconnect. And the priest shall burn it upon the altar of wood that is upon the fire. It is a burnt sacrifice, an offering made of fire, of a sweet savor unto the Lord. And that's the end reading of chapter 1. And if you will, sheep, I will read chapter 2. And I pray that you, sheep, understand what has been read with chapter 2, verse 1. And when any will offering a meat offer unto the Lord, his offering shall be of fine flour, and he shall pour oil on it, and frankincense thereof, and he shall bring it to Aaron's sons, the priests, and they shall take thereout a handful of the fine flour thereof, and the oil thereof, with frankincense thereof, and the priest shall burn the memorial of it upon the altar to be an offering made by fire for a sweet savor unto the Lord. And when he's talking about I think he's talking about having some bread with the sweet offering, with the meat offering or the and the remnant of the meat offering shall be Aaron's and his sons. It is a thing most holy of the offering of the Lord made by fire. So the remnant of what's left over, the meat offering, will be Aaron's and his sons. That's what he's talking about. And thou shalt bring an oblation, and an oblation, that's grain of the meat offering beaten in the oven, well, baked in an oven. It shall be unleavened cakes and fine flour mingled with oil, or unleavened wafer anointed with oil. And if an oblation be a meat offering baked in a pan, it shall be of fine flour, unleavened, mingled with oil. Our Father does not want you to bring leaven to him. He wants to bake your bread with, make it unleavened. You don't put any yeast or anything, a leavener, to make it rise. No baking powder. You're just going to bring the baking powder with fine flour and mingle it with oil. And thou shalt part it in pieces and part oil thereon and pour oil thereon. It shall be a meat offering. If an oblation be a meat offering baked in a frying pan, it shall be made of fine flour with oil. And thou shalt bring the meat offering that is made of these things unto the Lord, and then it shall be presented unto the Lord. He shall bring it unto the altar, and the priest shall take from the meat offering, offer a memorial thereof, and shall burn it upon the altar, and an offering made by fire of a sweet savor unto the Lord. Remember, the Lord, the savor, is the delight in it. And he likes food cooked over fire. That's what I'm getting out of that. He likes barbecued stuff. That's what, you know, a black folks like barbecue. And I'm reading here, he likes our Father in heaven. He likes barbecue stuff, meat, like we do. He gets a delight out of it. And then, and that which is left of the meat offering shall be Aaron's and his sons. It shall be a thing most holy of the offering of the Lord made by fire. No meat offering which you shall bring unto the Lord shall be made without, shall be made with leaven. For he shall burn no leaven, any honey, in an offering of the Lord made by fire. So our Father is telling you that if you're going to bring something to him, it should, no meat offering shall be made unto the Lord, shall be made with leaven. You don't put any leaven in it. Nothing, no baking powder, no soda or anything to make it, no yeast. Don't make anything, don't put anything to make it swell up or rise. Ye shall burn no leaven, nor any honey in any offering of the Lord made by fire. As the Lord, verse 12, as for the oblation of the first fruit, you shall offer them unto the Lord, but you shall not be burnt on the altar for a sweet savor. That's S-A-V-O-R, savor. Verse 13, and every oblation of thy meat offering shall thou season it with salt. Neither shall thou suffer the salt of the covenant of thy God to be lacking from thy meat offering. I didn't know that you should always put salt on your meat offering. With thine offering, thou shalt offer salt. Did you hear that? With your meat, well, it says, with thine offering, thou shalt offer salt. So you should always put salt on your meat. And if the offer of the meat offering of thy first fruit of the Lord, thou shalt offer for the meat offering of that first fruit, green ears of corn dried by fire, even corn beaten out of full ears, and thou shalt put oil upon it and lay frankincense up thereon. It is a meat offering, and the priest shall burn the memorial of it, for of it part of the beaten corn thereof be part of the oil thereof with the frankincense thereof. It is an offering made by fire unto the Lord. And that is the reading of chapter 2. Oh, thank my Father. Thank you, Father, in heaven. Let us have a closing word of prayer. Sheep, I want you to read Leviticus chapters 3 and 4 for your next reading, starting Tuesday at 11 a.m. That's when I want you to come back to me. Listen, let's have a closing word of prayer. Father, thank you for opening eyes and ears for the sheep to understand. Thank you for protecting us as always in our sleep from the evil one, better known as Satan. I say that prayer in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. Thank you for blessing us. Remember, sheep, God loves you, and so does. Purchase from Amazon my book, and Father, as soon as I can, I'm feeling better, a little bit better.
Help your children.
The broken plant from Amazon.
And don't let them fall.
So that you can
by the side
as to
of the road.
And remember, when you're enjoying it, I'm going to go to.
To love one another, that heaven might find a place in their hearts. Jesus is love. He won't let you down. And I know.
Got to walk on.
walk on through temptation, 'cause he and his wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth, and his word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts to be thankful.
What happened? Why did this happen?